We get off track when we don't have a plan in place. We get off track when our spending looks blurry and fuzzy, and when we don't know exactly what we're going to do. So a plan, putting a plan in place, looks like having a budget. That looks like creating a list of every single person you are going to buy gifts for. Hey, this is Allison, and welcome to the Inspire Budget Podcast, where we talk all things budgeting, debt, and saving money. Today, I'm giving you some tips for staying on budget for the holidays. Now, you might be thinking, Allison, isn't this a little bit too soon to start talking about holiday shopping? And the answer is no, absolutely not. We are getting into the very end of the year, and that is the time whenever marketing starts ramping up for people are going to start, stores really, are going to start marketing to you to spend money. And that's when we need to be strong and have tips and hacks and strategies in place to help us stay on budget. I'll never forget the day that I went Black Friday shopping with a friend in person in Walmart. Clearly, this was pre-pandemic. This was actually years ago. We were still working on paying off debt. And it seemed like something fun that I was going to get to do with my friend. I was able to have Thanksgiving with my family. And we got together with our lists in hand, and we headed to all different types of stores. I remember walking through Walmart. I had a budget and a list to stick to, but I was immediately drawn into the energy and the hype and the fact that I wanted to spend money on other things, things that weren't on my list. And what I ended up doing was blowing our budget. I ended up buying things that were not on the list that I felt like I was justified in buying because they were on sale. I felt like I deserved these new things because I was an adult and I justified that, hey, I need them. I'm an adult. These items are for my house. I'll never forget one of the items was a steam mop. I justified buying a steam mop even though we had a normal mop. And I was honestly just easily influenced by my friend grabbing items that suddenly I wanted, and then also by the marketing of being inside of the stores. And while you might be thinking, but I don't go in-person Black Friday shopping, they do the same thing through email, through online websites, through magazines they send you. These stores know what they're doing. And I left that day, I left that time in Walmart, and I was annoyed. I was annoyed with myself, and I was frustrated with my money situation. And while I could have taken the items back, and what I probably should have done looking back now, taking the items back, I almost felt like if I took the items back, that would prove that I had made this money mistake. And I didn't want to be the person that made the money mistake. It was my pride, it was my ego keeping me from admitting that I fell into the trap of holiday spending. I justified items were on sale. I told myself I deserved it, and I was easily influenced. And I didn't want to be that person. So I kept the items instead because that to me made it seem like, well, then I wasn't easily influenced. I planned for them. But honestly, between you and me, I didn't plan for them. And I don't want that for you. I don't want you to go into the holidays with this plan in place and then fall off track and end up spending money on things that you had never planned to spend money on, because that is exactly what I know has happened to me. And I'm guessing maybe it's happened to you as well. The truth is that holidays are already stressful enough. You're getting together with family, sometimes family that you haven't seen in forever, and you're spending more money, you're busier, but throwing money and your budget into the mix makes the holidays even more stressful. It brings an extra layer of overwhelm. And that's why it's so important to go into the holiday season, whether it's moving into Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate, with a plan for what you're going to spend on each person and strategies in place to help you stay on track with your holiday spending. But even with your budget, even with having a plan and a budget, it's easy to go overboard when it comes to spending money. And my story from that fateful Black Friday night is just a testament to that. Even with the best plan in place, there are going to be times when you might feel derailed or be tempted to be derailed when it comes to your spending because of the fact that you're thinking everything's on sale, and that's, there's that justification piece. So to help you stay on track with your spending this holiday season to help you wake up on December 26th and feel proud of where you are with your money and not be in debt from the holiday season, I'm going to be sharing with you 5 tips on how to stay on budget during the holiday season. When it comes to staying on track during the upcoming holidays, the very, very first thing I want you to do, and you can do this now, you don't have to wait until a certain day to do this. In fact, I would love for you to pause and do this right now or set a time in your calendar to do this first tip, which is have a clear plan and expectations in place for your spending. Here's the truth. We get off track when we don't have a plan in place. We get off track when our spending looks blurry and fuzzy and when we don't know exactly what we're going to do. So a plan, putting a plan in place, looks like having a budget. That looks like creating a list of every single person you are going to buy gifts for, from either your kids, your immediate family members, down to nieces and nephews, cousins, maybe even kids' teachers. I even list my kids' teachers on there. Having a list of every single person that you're going to buy for and how much you are willing to spend on those people. So actually, if you click the link in the show notes, you can get access to my free budget for Christmas. And this is exactly what you do. I list out the names of each person. I list out how much I want to spend on them, the gift idea I have in mind. And then after I buy it, I actually list out the actual amount I spent so I can see if I'm on track. When you're setting a Christmas budget, it can be really easy to feel overwhelmed because you might feel like you're assigning people worth. Right? You're saying, I'm going to spend $100 on my kids, but only $25 on my parents, or whatever it is that you choose. Instead of looking at it like that, remember that your Christmas budget isn't about assigning people an amount. It's more about staying within your own ability to handle Christmas and spend money on Christmas without going into debt. And it's okay if you're in a season of your life, maybe you've gone through hard times financially, maybe you're working to pay off debt, maybe you haven't saved for Christmas just yet. It's okay to have a Christmas that's a little bit leaner than maybe you have in the past or you will in the future. I know for sure whenever my husband and I first started budgeting for Christmas, we would spend probably only $600 for Christmas every single year. And that included gifts for our kids, gifts for family members, holiday decorations, Christmas cards, you name it, everything under the Christmas umbrella fell into that budget. And that's what I recommend you do. Now, there were times whenever we were only spending $10 or $15 on our parents, or I got very creative and I found things that were deeply discounted to give them. And instead of spending $50, I might have spent $20. So get creative with your Christmas budget and realize that just because you might be spending less now doesn't mean you have to do that in the future. The way our Christmases look now compared to how they looked 7 years ago is night and day. And that's because we now make more money and we don't have all these debt payments. And so we can save more money every single month for Christmas. We save about $150 every single month to cover all of our Christmas expenses. And that is our budget. Whatever we end up with is our budget. That is our plan that we stick to. It's almost like our roadmap, our guide that we follow. And we really try to stay on track with it. We try to not go off and buy things that weren't on that list. And that's why I make the list early. Because when we are in the season of Christmas, when we see all the marketing, when we're in that holiday spirit, sometimes we tend to go overboard. So I make my budget and my plan early, usually by the end of October or early November, so that I can make it without being influenced by other people or by marketing. Another thing, after you set your plan, after you set your budget, is to set expectations with the entire family. Clear expectations when you're talking with either your kids or your family members, maybe some immediate family members. When it comes to setting clear expectations with family members, I think it looks like knowing your spending limits and understanding who you will and will not give gifts to, as well as setting your expectations with your kids. Now, clearly, if your kids are younger, you can't really set these super clear expectations with them because of their possible beliefs, if you understand what I'm saying. However, one thing that we have done is we have set very clear expectations with our kids about how much we are willing to spend on gifts and what that budget looks like. This helps them whenever they are comparing. I mean, kids compare. When they compare with their friends on who's getting more or how much their friend got and they only got so much, we remind them that we are also saving for other things like family vacations during the summer. We're going to Disney over spring break, so we're saving for Disney. We remind them that we have to use our money not just to spoil them with gifts all the time, but also to be able to take experiences, trips. We're saving for their college, and we're just saving in general for our future. Another thing I think that can throw people off during Christmas time are the expectations on who you are giving gifts to, especially if you have a large extended family. Try to have those conversations about limits on maybe who you're giving. Maybe instead of giving to every single person in your extended family, you do a gift exchange or you only give to the children. Having those clear expectations allow you to create a budget and a plan that you can stick to, and you won't feel like you're thrown off of that budget or that plan in the future. Before I dive into tip number two, though, I have to tell you a really funny story. Last year, when my kids were talking about what they wanted for Christmas, we were driving home from going out to dinner, and my youngest son, James, said, "I want Santa to bring me a stuffed animal." And I was like, okay, this is the third year in a row he's asked for a stuffed animal. Like, this is easy. This is great. Santa can bring a stuffed animal. And my older son, Evan, said, "No, James. What you should do is you should ask for Santa to bring you the most expensive thing that mom and dad can't normally buy because now they don't have to buy it." And my eyes got really wide and I kind of froze and I thought, oh my gosh, this is not good. And my youngest son, James, said, "Okay, I want Santa to bring me $1,000. And I just had to laugh because I thought, number one, brilliant, Evan. Like, way to go. That was awesome. Very brilliant. But then number two, you put me in a very difficult predicament. So we had to avoid that entire situation. But it's just, I don't know, it's fun because he knows there's a budget. He knows there are limits in our family. He knows there are clear expectations and boundaries when it comes to spending money, not in a bad way, but in a good way. Today's episode is brought to you by my free Budgeting Basics email course. If you're new to budgeting or if you need a refresher, then this free email course is for you. I'll walk you through exactly how to write a budget, get started with paying off debt, and saving money. You'll also get access to my free resource library where I have a collection of free printables to help you get your finances organized once and for all. Go to inspirebudget.com/free-course to sign up or simply click the link in the show notes. It's 100% free and might just be the thing you need to write a budget you can stick to. Tip number two for staying on budget during the holidays is to stay out of the stores. Take it from me, staying out of the stores is the best possible solution, especially if you're a spender. Now, this is a lot easier to do now than it was in the past. Thank goodness with all of these pickups we can do and online ordering. And I know in the past, I don't even think some of the sales were even online. And now everything you find in store can also be found online. Here's the truth. Stores make it their job to get you to spend money. That is in their best interest. They are going to do every single thing they can to convince you to spend more money. So if you're tempted easily, like I am, like I was that fateful night, Thanksgiving night, Black Friday, if you're tempted easily, just skip the stores altogether. And I'm talking even for your regular shopping. Just order all of your Christmas gifts online or do store pickup. Your budget and your wallet will thank you. Let me tell you that post-Thanksgiving shopping is super tempting for me. I love the idea of finding a deal, finding these great deals, feeling like I scored a sale. That is very invigorating to me. And especially I'm thinking particularly of Target, where I love to go to Target. Target will have these amazing deals up from the day of Thanksgiving or the day after Thanksgiving, all the way until Christmas Day. They have these beautiful bins. They know exactly what they're doing to draw you in. I find myself, when I go into the store, very tempted to spend money on things that I never planned on getting, kind of just like bonus shopping and getting off budget. But what I'm left with is I'm left with items I either don't use or I'm giving over my budget that I had planned and I'm not sticking to my list. So sometimes I buy the items for myself and sometimes I buy the items for other people. I find it really easy to justify buying items for myself during this time for some reason. Call me selfish, but I think it's totally normal to say, oh, well, I've worked so hard this year and I deserve it and it's on sale. Let me just get it for myself. To combat this entire event, to combat this conversation, this internal battle that you have to face, I try my best to not even go in the stores during this time. Because I've recognized this pattern in myself. For years and years and years, I've seen myself have the same internal battle and internal conversation when I'm in the stores. So instead of putting myself in this position where I'm going to be faced to have this conversation with myself and try to be strong, I just completely choose to stay out of the stores during that time. I will do grocery pickup. I will do online pickup if I need to grab something. Instead of going in, I will do 2-hour pickup for Target so I physically don't have to go in the stores. And it's not a punishment to me. I don't want you to see this as a punishment. Instead, it's my way of protecting myself and my money and creating boundaries with myself because I know my habits. So staying out of the stores, especially for a spender, is an incredible tip to stay on budget for the holidays because if you don't see it, you don't have that temptation to buy it. Tip number 3 for staying on budget during the holidays is to be willing to say no. This can be really hard for people, especially me. I'm a people pleaser. I am an Enneagram type 2, so I'm the helper. I want to help, help, help. It's very hard for me to say no to different volunteer opportunities when people ask me to do things. So please don't email me now asking me to do everything because now you know that I struggle with saying no. But what I have found is, especially during the holidays, you don't have to say yes to every invitation or opportunity that comes your way. We already talked about how the holidays are stressful. There are a lot of things pulling at your attention during this time. And not only can that be stressful on your budget, but it can just be stressful on your calendar. And the more we fill our calendar with things and events and parties, the harder it is to find time to cook at home. And so then you're going over budget on your food as well. So I want you to be willing to say no during this time. That includes saying no to unexpected gift exchanges that you might not be interested in. I know that when I used to be a teacher, every year we had this Secret Santa where you bought someone a little small present for 5 days. And while I wanted to be involved in that because I liked the idea of receiving and giving and being part of that secret fun Santa process, there were times I also said, you know what? No, I can't add more onto my plate in terms of financially, as well as the time of going to the store and buying these items and all of the above. So be willing to say no and set boundaries for yourself so that you aren't just overloaded financially during the holiday season, but with your time as well. So it's okay to say no to the extra parties. It's okay to say no to any extra happy hours. It's okay to say no to any extra gift exchanges. Ultimately, I think that when it comes to Christmas, sometimes less is better, especially when it comes to our schedule, just because the holiday season is already stressful enough. My 4th tip for staying on budget during the holidays is to actually start your Christmas shopping early. The earlier you get started when it comes to buying gifts, and I recommend buying them all online, the less rushed you will feel. And what I have noticed is when we feel rushed, we tend to overspend because we are simply grabbing things to cross an item off a list for us. I mean, think about it. If you've ever waited until the last minute to get your Christmas shopping done, which I have in the past, I remember going through through the stores and I was literally buying things and not really focused on my budget, just more of getting the job done. And when I did it like that, when I was shopping like that, I always spent more money because I wasn't being mindful of my plan and my budget and I felt rushed and I just wanted to finish. So one idea for you, and tell me if you think this is crazy, I think it's great, is to have all of your Christmas shopping done by December 1st. I actually tried to do this last year. I couldn't get all of it done, but my goal was in the month of November to order, right? Order. I didn't go into stores. Actually, that's a lie. I did go into some stores, but I think I went into like one or two stores. But my goal was to order all of my gifts so that way by December 1st, I could just enjoy the holiday season. And while I didn't get every single gift done, I still had a couple of small things to grab in December. I did still have things to do. I had a lot less stress during December because I had most of my items purchased. And so December was a time for me to just enjoy time with my kids, bake cookies, spend time with our family, wrap presents, decorate, and do all of those types of fun things. So if you can, if you have the money and savings, if you're not waiting on a Christmas bonus check or anything like that, try your best to get all of your holiday shopping done by December 1st. In fact, I'm going to try it this year. Maybe we can make like a pact where we both work on this together. Make your Christmas list in October or the beginning of November. Do all of your shopping, your ordering in November. And then December is for wrapping and decorating and enjoying your time with your family. Tip number 5, and the final tip for sticking to your budget and staying on track this holiday season, is actually to start thinking about a plan for next year. Now, I want you to take a moment to really think about this, okay? If you've ever had a time where you are stressed about Christmas, maybe you're putting your purchases on a credit card and you realize, oh my gosh, you have this like gut feeling that you're going to have to pay this off. It's going to cause stress come December 26th, January, February, because you're trying to pay off this credit card or you went into debt. If you've ever had that experience, then I want you to think about creating a savings plan for next Christmas, not Christmas 2021, but actually Christmas 2022. And honestly, our family, we start saving for Christmas in January. So you can take time now to just think through a savings plan that you can implement next year. What we do is we actually have a separate online high yield savings account through Ally Bank. Okay, this is not sponsored by them. They have no idea who I am. But we have an online high yield savings account through Ally, and every payday or once a month, we transfer $150 over into that account. We didn't always transfer $150. It used to be $50 or $100. It just depended on our budget at the time. But we made it a non-negotiable in our budget, because we knew that when Christmas came, we didn't want to have to go into debt then. So we planned for it all year long. And that money that we've set aside doesn't just cover gifts. It covers decorations. It covers any holiday travel we might have, which we really don't travel a lot. It covers Christmas cards. It covers even sometimes pictures with Santa, or even if we want to do a fun Christmas outing that's going to cost money. If we're going to see like a really fun Christmas light show that's going to cost money to get into. The wonderful thing is that because we've saved all year, we don't have the stress during that time of the year, during December, when it comes to paying for all of these. So your savings plan for the next year could look like exactly what we do, saving money every single month out of your paycheck, transferring it away into a high yield savings account so that it's not as easy to touch and steal from, right? And so that it's earning you more interest. Another idea is to take any bonus money or windfall money that you might come into in the year and save that for Christmas. Instead of using that to increase your lifestyle, instead of using that bonus to take an extra trip, maybe you use that bonus, any extra money you walk into, your tax refund, and you set it aside for Christmas spending so that you are prepared for Christmas 2022. Ultimately, I know that when you go into the holiday season with a plan and a budget in place and with strategies for how to stay on track during the holiday season, you can leave the holiday season with zero debt and no stress. And I really want that for you. Every solo episode, I like to take a question that I get on Instagram from someone and just answer it super quick. This one comes from a new mom who asked me, what is the best way to budget for maternity leave that's offering only 60% of pay? So this is actually something that our family had to deal with as well. Every time I had a baby, which was only twice, but each time I had my baby, I was not getting paid from my physical job, right? I didn't have enough days to take off 8 weeks. So there were times when I was literally not getting paid and I actually had to pay back the district my portion of the insurance. But what I did have was short-term disability. So I was getting about 65% of my gross income from my short-term disability because I had already signed up for short-term disability before we got pregnant. So what we had to do and what you're going to have to do if you're budgeting for maternity leave is to save money to offset that cost. Now, if you can cover all of your expenses and everything with only 60% of your pay, then you really don't need to save a lot of extra money. Maybe all you need to do is save for the hospital bills, the delivery costs, the doctor's fees, and all of those things, and just the cost of having a child, right? The diapers, formula, if needed, all of the above. But if you need 100% of your pay to be able to pay all of your bills and do everything you want with your money, then it's time now as you're, you know, your 9 months or however many months you have left to set aside as much money as you can to help you cover those expenses. And that's exactly what my husband and I did. I want to say we could live off of my 60% or 65% take-home pay. I can't remember because my youngest is 7 now. So that was a long time ago. However, we did during our pregnancies, we paused our debt snowball. So we did not make extra minimum debt payments. We paid only the minimum and we saved as much money as we could because each of our, you know, the delivery, I had emergency C-section with the first child and then a scheduled C-section with my second child. That hospital bill alone for each of them was $5,000. And then you have to pay the doctors and then you have to pay for everything else. So we actually paused during those 9 months and just stockpiled as much money as we could so that whenever those bills came in, we can negotiate them down and pay cash. And I'm going to do an episode soon all about negotiating medical bills in our experience because I think that it's something not a lot of people talk about. So be on the lookout for that in the next couple of weeks. I'm definitely going to be talking about that. Be sure to click in the show notes below to grab your free Christmas budget printable and Christmas cash envelopes. This can help you just get started with the process, thinking of who you need to buy for, setting your budget and your plan. Ultimately, I hope that this episode helps you live your best life, reach your money goals, and stay on budget this holiday season. I will see you next week.